Hey, caveman. Wait, supposedly caveman. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. Caveman goes up the mountain and says, "I." Hey, you know, never wonder about that. My caveman do. But then, no, I thought about that just before. I was gonna say something else. I was gonna say the Venture City thing is very musky, very tech, PR. You know, it's got a feeling like no, they're cool. Yeah. We're listening to Battlestar Galactica. Glatata theme song. I'm gonna change to a Japanese something city vibe because I have no idea what to do. Dope. Right? I'm doping. Unless everybody want to listen to salon music, piano from 1950s, but 1950s, sorry, 1800. 1700. Alright, I gotta change it. It's too much. I've listened to this one for a long time. Very happy. Okay, so yeah, caveman thing. Like, you know, like all the movies, what they do. The girls do it. I can't do it because I can put pitch through. I can put pitch on it. Try to sound like a girl. Let's see if I can. Let me see. Oh, I gotta tone it way up. Let's see. Plus three. Okay. I have to take out the bypass. I don't even know what I sound like with that now. Is it on? Off? Hey.
You know.
Yeah, so they say I realized that, you know, every culture, every continent, every language had that, something like that. No more reaction. I'm sound like I'm Japanese now. Well, actually, I am sort of. I cannot pronounce LR or W. It's all the same. Yeah. So anyway, when you're caveman, you know, I'm a caveman. I do these things. They say everything like just danger or something, just like atrocity or just like right. First reaction in every country after that, there was hey yo, right? Some of my Scottish friends were oi. I said oi. Then Asians, ah yeah, right? That's Mandarin mostly, but they do it in Japan too. Or like there's another country, I don't know, it was Germany or something. It's, oh yeah. So it's written. The whole thing's written in our brain. Like it's programmed. This is the reaction. Like same thing with just hi. No, like we're nodding, say yes or no. Like, the whole world knows that. And every country has an alphabet thing. And every country had mathematics, but it's a little different, but they all come out to the same thing, same conclusion. Like, wow, it's pre-programmed stuff. Like, ooh. presets. When you think about presets, like, well, prerequisites, like, wow, this, whoever made us put all that stuff in, or is it beaming straight from the universe? It's like every DNA will have this. Every human being, intelligence, humanoid intelligence, or just bipedal or non-bipedal intelligence will have something similar. So it's crazy. But the original thought I was going to be getting is the Adventure City thing. I was watching it. I was like, on the very musky. You know, they're like, we like Elon. I like Elon too. You know, yeah, he has some weird quirks and stuff. I was like, yeah, I like the guy. You know, he tries really hard. I know people around me just, that's it. I'm just this. I'm not going to go move forward. Why? Because I'm just not comfortable with it. It's like, no, you're telling them they're scared. What they just get out the norm. They're comfortable. Well, I like the way Elon thinks. When he is comfortable, he says something's wrong. I need to do something. Right? I need to move something. I need to change something. You know. And I did that for years. I was like, no, I don't like the way what I did over there. I'll correct it. How can I make this better? It's always been like that. It's just, how can I make this better? And so that part I like. Then the whole video thing with Venture City, just to go to Google, what they thought about. You know what? Yeah, they did. They did some of the stuff that did help us, right? With the translators and the stuff and the augmented reality things, and there's certain parts. Okay, yeah. So really it just comes down to one thing. So you have good guys and bad guys. They each will use the tech for what purpose? Their purpose. So always gonna be good guys and bad guys together. Can't get around it. How do you get around your phone? How do you get around when listening to my podcast? Who make it? Yeah, who make the internet? I mean, we guess the general public, there is smart people made the software, right? But who enticed them to do that? Right? So I'm looking at video, like, okay, yeah. And it's like, yeah, okay. First thing I thought about it, the way they put pedestal Elon way up there like that. I'm just like, oh, Elon Musk PR. It's very musky PR. So publicly relations. And I was like, okay, it's tech publicly relations. I was like, then what I thought about is from UK company. Did Elon make this company? Did he start this? To get people more interested in space travel? Space travel? And you know, doing cyber trucks? I don't know. VR stuff, it's personal choice. Yeah, you want to do it? Yeah, you want to do VR? Go ahead, do VR, you know. If you're going to play all day, okay. Well, there's consequences. If you play all day, don't do anything. If you know what happens. I know what happens. Don't keep your mind, you keep your mind active by playing, okay? But you're just repeating same thing. It's like a loop. You don't create something. When you start, it's like, let me create something. Let me figure out this whole thing works. So you learn something. And it's like, hey, you don't have to go back. You learn a skill. I don't need to go to go to the whole VR gaming thing. I learned something. I can do the VR. How can I make this into a workable thing? Say instructions. That part of it, whatever that video on Google is. It's like, imagine you're building a car and you need references. So then you get a reference. You ask whatever, the glass. Oh, hey, Google, I'm building this. What's a good car I saw lately? Saw the Jay Leno one, the Cyan Volvo. Okay, I'm fixing this engine. It's like, how do I change this? Change the little part. How do I change the spark plugs? What do I have to do? Google search that thing on your glass and you project it into your car because you got the VR thing, you got the LiDAR, everything. Okay. Now I can fix stuff. So it has good points, but then it's just the balance of the good and bad. What are they doing in the background? Why are they keeping a dossier on you? But then, would you like it? So like years ago, I had this idea, just before I knew that they were storing this information, but I figured we were storing information, customers. If I store a company and I ask them, it's like, do you like to join in our virtual concierge? Say, what's that? You can go anywhere, go any meeting, anything you want. You don't have to bring your clothes. You don't have to bring your computer. You don't have to bring anything. Whatever you required sits on website. You just click. This is what I want. This is how I'm going to dress a meeting. This is how I want to dress when I'm outside a meeting. Taking my vacation. Same time. In this cool country I'm going to. I want to see it. I want to be stylish. Then the person will get this info and go out and get all the stuff and say, what hotel you live. Or maybe set up the hotel too. Like, everything is in your rooms. Everything is ready. Done. When you walk in a hotel room, it's like, oh, my clothes I ordered. Oh, they're in the drawers. Oh, the camera stuff. I mean, they had this service, but this is connected. So the first time I had an NFC connection to my phone, just touch, right? So you put your phone top counter in the hotel, that data's there. It will take us a little bit, a few minutes, or maybe fans, all this stuff. And what about the restaurants you go to? Like Mirfield or Bluetooth, like walk in, or even Wi-Fi, walk into place. The concierge or the greeting person, the lady. Oh, hey, Mr. Something. See? And your favorite drinks, whatever you want, it's right in front of you. Wait, once? I would love that. Just go to Starbucks, sit down. Not even Starbucks, just any cafe. Sit down, and the person knows exactly what I want. One of my favorite restaurant, French Roast, in New York City. I love to go down there. And the guy knows me over time, like with the barista knew who I am. So they would just say, Cabriolet? So yeah. It would just, it's right there. And then just like, wow, this is great. It made me feel welcome, you know. That was the thing I had in my head. That's way before all this craziness we found out they're storing data and stuff. That should be a choice, of course, to me, like from my personal point of view, should be a choice to keep your data or they erase it, right? But, you know, it's just convenience. But then you think about it, like they use the convenience to get other stuff, other things. And the bad guys are using it to get other things. And I get tons of these crazy emails, like, because they track the through Amazon. I don't know how, but I'm just saying, you have a package coming. Like, then you look at the email, like, that's not from Amazon. Like, whoa. And what's the reply email? What the other ones? And it was sent to multiple people. Like, no. It was my stuff, it was sent just directly to me. What's with the other email address? But you know what? People got so comfortable, they click on it. They were like, oh, I got it. Oops. They're not old school. They weren't trained from the beginning, you know, of the internet and knowing they're bad people. Ordinary people, they don't care. Just boop. That's what happened with the phone advertising. With the phone scams, right? But lately, we haven't got any phone scams. I haven't heard anything. Nobody cares. Everybody's on the internet. Everybody, crypto comes out. It's like, we're going to rip people off. We need to verify a wallet. Like, why? My wallet's right here. Like, from my point of view. But person doesn't know anything. It's like, oh my God, my wallet. Something's wrong. I got to click on this thing, reset my password. No, don't do that. It's gonna ask you, what's the public address and the private address, the codes. They're gonna ask you. That's probably what they need. It's like, you're done. Oops. Convenience. Emails. What do I got? I'm gonna close it. I don't need email. Email? Hello, Adobe thing running because I was trying to figure out if I can inject the code somehow into my wallet thing, my podcast wallet thing. No, you can't do that. The Tally coin. Oops. Yeah, you won't do it because I can put the divs, which is it's kind of like a holding place for whatever the data coming out of Tally.in JavaScript. I can't inject the JavaScript. The head tag. I can't do that with a head tag. Because it's already a head tag. And trying to do it here and there, like, okay, I have to to start a website from scratch. I have an account, but I closed off my hosting, so I don't need it because I'm doing Adobe portfolio. What do I need that for? Then I'm just like, oh, I can't do this code. Won't let me. Even the free page you get, like, no, you can't put code in there. They won't let you. Stuck. You have to pay. So I'm like, no. Screw it. I just put the link, the coffee cup, and on the bottom say, buy me a cup of coffee. It's like, you click on that, you can send it if you want. If you don't. It's really for me to figure it out. How can I bypass certain things? How do I, if a person have no hosting at all, how do they go about it? So the only way I can think of is that link. Put the link. And what they, no, the person, what, all they have is some like Blogspot or like YouTube, right? Will pop in. Like I have. How do you add all this stuff? How do you do the value to value thing? Now, listen to podcast 2.0 with Adam Curry and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay. This, that. Okay. But then there's like, stuck. What do I do now? Kind of like, but then I found out other stuff on Adobe thing. Oh, so now you can have Adobe Express. I'm like, oh, it's free. Like, no, it's not. You gotta, it's only a try. You gotta get a premium so you can get more stuff. Like, looking at the templates. What's the point of being creative? Can these people draw? For people who cannot draw, it's perfect. Ordinary people. I only know how to dance and make videos. I need help. For those people. Right? Well, for someone who's like, I don't have time. And put a template on. Yeah. For me, it's easy. Again, like, I started Adobe Photoshop at 2.0. Probably 1.6. It was something else. It's like 2.0. Okay. So I know Photoshop. Back in my head. I know all the tools, what they do. I know all the little things you can do. Here, the center menu, like filters and things you can do. You know. Into the modern stuff with the coloring. Not swatch. What they call those? Let's see. I actually bought the software for that. I could create my own color profiles. But I forgot the name. Holy cow. Let me see. Carla LUTS. LUTS. LUT. It's a. I forgot what they call. I think I said that a few podcasts back. I keep forgetting. But it helps with their photos. Like some of the photos is. I haven't put a link to it, but if you see, go to my popping homepage, you're gonna see the little pictures I take. All of them have different LUTs. Some that are similar ones, and then I change it a little bit here and there. So they're just profiles, image profiles, color profiles, you know, settings. So you can go across from your video to photos, or you give it to somebody else. This project required this LUT. this profile. Please use that. Even the printer is like, we're using this printer, this lot, to get a printout. Even, but the modern printers, it's different. They can see it. It's like, what you see on screen prints it out. So, which is great. You know, these, you have to get a profile, you got to get these crazy spot colors. You still have to do it somewhat, but it's just pain about it. Yeah. But anyway, that's what I did with Photoshop. I'm like, wow, so many automation stuff. Jeez. Is it artificial intelligence? No, it's program. Because, oh, check out Photoshop's AI. No, it's not. It's programs. It's like Cliff Hire's latest video. It's nothing. It's just somebody wrote a program for you. You interacted with it. Press a key, you press a mouse, something, or press something. This happens. That's it. If mouse click equals true, does the action. Go find this subroutine and run it. That's all it is. I'll type it down. If mouse click true, go do this. You can add something. You could do like text or something, but it's that subroutine. And the subroutine could go find the other subroutines. Then you can put down like if left mouse click. And how many times you can pull it all in there. And it just does. If this do that, if this do that. Programming's been like this a long time. And it just got like seriously fast to the point you can calculate physics almost. So it's like, interesting, right? But it's artificial intelligence. No, I think it's just still a trigger. Even trigger something else. That is it. Nothing so smart about it. Same thing with this NFT stuff. If there's no receiver, it keeps sending out signals. Like, is there an NFT? Not NFT, an NFC device nearby, near field communication device nearby. Keep sending out until you get one to close. Oh, what's this? Yes, you may proceed. That's how machine works. Permissions, but then it's just like border patrol, and except it's not that bad, but it's like border patrol come in, it's like, oh, we detect something, go active computer, oh, turn it on, oh my god, exciting, the computer think about that, no, they don't say exciting, there's two devices. Okay, let it in. That's it. It's like, oh, it's not that device. No, it doesn't have anything. Reject. That's it. All these computers, all the time. All these many years we don't. crazy, crazy love happened. And I just jump off the page and came back. Whoops. Well, whatever I said, yeah, it's out. Oof. Whoops. So it actually gave, Poppy is giving me an extra 30 minutes. No, actually, no, it's not giving me extra, but it's showing 30 minutes. I know it's like 40, 10 minutes left, but I'm just going to keep talking nonsense all day. So yeah, Venture City thing, I don't know, it's got a lot of like Elon Musk. I don't know if you hear it. I'll say it again. Very Elon Musk. Very, Jeff Bezos. All that. And what about others? Your other great makers out there. But no, they're the one to send us to space. They're the top. Like, no. No, no, no. And, there's one picture of Elon with the gray hair, trying to make him look like Einstein. But here's the thing, and a lot of people get like, no, they go crazy when I say this. Einstein working in a patent office. How do you know he did not steal something from, look at, overlook something really quick? Like, I mean, make my own conclusion. How do you know he didn't do that? So is he great or he just understand maybe understood enough as I can put this thing together with that thing and make this. Who knows? Not saying that. He's not genius. It just, there's some issues, and we put him in a pedestal way out there. Like, maybe he shouldn't be. What should be? I don't know. It's such a weird thing with our society. We even with these, you know, these celebrities, non-scientific celebrities. Ordinary, you know, musicians, movie stars, TV show stars, artists, and like, oh my god, this is great, we're going to put them way out there. What about the other ones down there? Just as good. What about them? Well, they were not lucky enough. You know, it's like, our society's like that. How do you change it? Do we want to change? Because you don't, if everybody's out there, nobody learns anything. Nobody strives to get there. It's just that part, striving. Even if you don't make it, it's a strive. The web, the internet, there's a whole bunch of crazy stuff. Temper tantrum on the tennis court. Oi. Jennifer Lawrence is back. Is she back? No one care? What the people who lived in those days? I don't know what to say. I don't know. It's crazy. Oh yeah, Kim Kardashian's butt. It just It's just, and there's Elon Musk. Win for Elon Musk. Tesla found
Gunther can't. Well. Okay. Whatever. So I sue you, you sue me. The whole thing is just, I think it's done on purpose with the Twitter. It was done on purpose for something. We need to find out the bots. Because, I mean, for him too, the bots kills. Really, really does. Because I was, even like Reddit, I was looking at Reddit. Trying to find out if I can inject JavaScript to Adobe Portfolio. And, oh no, that's like a stack, or the stack, like a programming. No, one answer is it. No. Doesn't work. Okay. Conversation's over. You should close it, right? If you owned it, that topic, you should close. But no, on the bottom. So, how to become a programmer, you know. You need to buy this and have something totally not in any shape or form connected to the original topic posting. And there's tons. Those are bots automated to go to every channel. Hey. Would you like to buy this software? Would you like to do this? Hey, here's how you do that. Hey, go watch my channel, YouTube channel. I show you how to do JavaScript. There's nothing to do with the title. No help. Junk. And this is the state with where I'm at with these social media stuff. Oh, Stack Overflow. That's the one. I used to go there to get actually info, but it's gotten to that point. It's, I can't go. So people trying to swindle some extra cash when you like, I don't want that. I want answers. I don't go there. Reddit, yeah, same thing. I need people's opinions, which is fine to me. Like, but. Nobody. So opinions and comments. And yes, I like it or I don't like. But what about the solution? Anybody figure that out? Figure it out. What's the solution? Nothing. Oh, still thinking about it. Like, wow, no. Oh, this is crazy. I just scrolled down. Well, today's supposed to be the web. I'm supposed to go to the web, but I wound up talking about that stupid video thing. Which is okay. Another part, no. I just, no. Oh, okay. Here we go. Here's the article. Australian University student newspaper published a how-to guide on shoplifting. Subtle art of shoplifting. The teaching kids how to shoplift? Holy cow. Let me see. Increasingly, people are forced to impoverishment and homelessness while the ruling class, governments, and corporations enjoy the fruits of the working class. Stolen labor. Yeah. True. At some point, another. Mostly true. Because the control way out there. They don't need the money. They have it. But they just want it. They want to see people suffer. They want that class. They don't want people jumping to the class. Like, no, you gotta keep it down. Because when we rule, you suck. And the one down there said the same thing, the one below them. We don't want these people up here, right? Because we rule, you suck. Then it trickles down to the last person. Hey, you working today? So, yeah, all right. Let's go work. When you're finishing, go have a beer. Yeah. Working class. That's nuts, man. Just how do we get there from where we were sharing stuff to this? But was it there all the time? Different classes. It's already established before we became humans. You know, before earthly humans became a thing. It's just wish you can go back in time, but yeah, what's the point? Because I'm just going to be comfortable, sit on my desk, it's curved screen, talking in front of my mic. Maybe do some work, maybe not. I had a vacuum something earlier. Our AC unit has this gummy stuff. I'm going to take it out. So that was it. My morning work, like, oh, and this, of course, podcast to think of subject to talk about. But it's gotten easy. Now, in the beginning, it's hard, but now it's easy. It's talking anything. Yeah, but be sitting there comfortable, my screen, my mic, looking at Kim Kardashian's ass, like, oh my gosh, big. Us. Looks weird with a blondie. Looks weird blonde. Doesn't fit. And watching Nick Critios smashing it ragged. Whoa. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. And crypto, Bitcoin went down, way down, pew, way down. What happened? But why is Solana still at 30? It should go down. Everything went down. So like, oh, okay. Something happened. Do I care? No. What should I care? I just say this is how it works. This thing works, and that's it. The people come to me with questions, like, well, keep buying it. I don't know. Do the number one advice from everybody who's smart enough to buy low and sell high. Not the other way around. Other way around, you lose money. That's it. Basic. And take a chance. That is it. But anything else? I don't know. There's something with a car. Know why it was a crash, something else. Oh, it's the fake billionaire. You know, Ferrari came up with a Monza. the single seater, there's a dual seater, but it's an open concept. It's like the open air, whatever, like open class concept. So this 24-year-old dude, name is Daniel Lessing. Scammed a bunch of buyers. It's like, oh, I have something. I can have some allocation of the Monza. Got busted. Ooh. Well, the kid tried. Like, I wouldn't do it. Start up several LLCs and try to do it. Maybe could have got away with it if, you know, be a little more careful. He got away with it. That kid would have been ill. Make millions. Because the limit for these Monzos, so. So he shows up, the Ferrari 488 Spider, which is the dual seater. Oh no, it's not. Sorry. The Monza SP2 is the dual seater version. SP1 is the single seater. Shows up with the 488. I think I know what it is. Yeah. With Cars and Coffee promo from Bergen County. That's where it was. That's where I grew up, New Jersey. Yeah, I grew up in New Jersey. I went to school, grew up in Bergen County. I went to the mall, Premise Park, and the other one is the Garden State Plaza. And St. Mash, right under the bridge. It's on Route 4, but it's 17 Bridge, right underneath. It's the one of the worst entrance for a music store. I wound up going backwards in the back roads and going in, but you had the cars tailgating all the time. So you had to make this crazy stop. And people are like, "Beep, what are you doing? Like, why are you tailgating me?" Right? Then you got. But anyway, bypass Bergen County stuff. So this guy shows up in a car meet and got some people to buy the cars. Like, having cars doesn't mean you have money. Sell to friends, storing cars. Okay, so whatever. It's nuts. Like, wow. That was some top story, like, yesterday. First looked at it on the drive. Like, oh, that's bad. Because you're out. That's not how you do it, right? You're out. You're on record now. And for obvious, like, pretty tight. Anybody involved, including whatever it is that they think, doesn't matter. You think they're part of it. It's like, you're not allowed to buy any Ferraris forever. And they're very particular, these guys. See, bad things all? Yeah, you get kicked out, man. You're out. Why? Because you said there's bad thing about cars. Like, can't say nothing bad. Well, can't say anything. You can't even put a logo. You gotta get approval Maybe. Gotta get it. Yeah. Or else you're out. We never buy one. You have to buy it from used. You can never buy a nude. The nude. You can buy a nude. Nude car. With the paint stripped. Right? Cannot buy a new one. At all. Out. The other brands are a little better, but a lot of them still kind of like, eh. I guess before I go, let's talk about this. I'll go. You know, it's a Japanese guy, RWB. You know who he is. He created the Porsche with the extra wide body. Porsche don't like it, so they don't support him as much. But he had to buy all the aftermarket stuff and pull it together. So there's some companies just, yeah, we don't like that. We're not going to help. If you ask for help, we're just going to be like, no. But you know what that guy did? He created his own, make his own stuff sometimes. Get aftermarket cars and put a nice Porsche together. That's just a super wide body. Unbelievable. I like it. If I was Porsche, I would be like, yeah. Please make some really cool stuff. I'm going to promote the guy and get some more money. But, you know, companies are particular. Brands are particular about their brands. We don't want that. We don't want that color. No, cannot. They're like that. Just like if somebody went to my podcast, you should be talking about this. I think, no, I don't want that. Why? Because it's my brand. Studio 2 Rocks, it's my brand. You want me to talk that? Why don't you start a podcast and you talk it? No, that's my reaction. I will. Even somebody, there's a guy, I don't know if he's here today or not. It's only two person right now, so I say hi before I go. Before I say bye, I'll say hi. He would type stuff. What about this? What about that? Why are you asking me questions like this? Like, just shoot. Like, boom, 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 after another. Like, I'm not going to answer you. In the beginning, first time, I was like, yeah. And so then after a while, I'm like, I don't know. Why are you doing this? Do you have issues? Do you have some internal issues with, do you do that with the other podcast? Why are you doing this? Are you a bot? I think that's what happened. When I said, oh, you're a bot, and that person never showed up again on my podcast because it looks like a bot. And from me understanding how bot works, how you program it, I'm like, okay, yeah. So I think that's it. So hello, I can't pronounce your first person's name, and the second person's name, Ivan. I saw your middle name, so I just say Ivan. Hello, Ivan, and goodbye. Thanks for coming. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Hump day. I should have put that echo on. Who cares? Have a wonderful day of September 7th, 2022. Have a great day, and I'll be back on Friday.